Apple, you know, we time set it up and then see where it goes. It's like a top, and we set it going and hope for the best.
It's business concerning records, films and electronics, and as a sideline, whatever it's called, manufacturing or whatever. But we want to set up a system whereby people who just want to make a film about anything don't have to go on their knees in somebody's office, probably yours.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the lesser-heard side of rock, a world consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of vinyl history and commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. Welcome to the fifth and final installment of the Apple Records story. We've explored the birth, full of optimism and success, through the middle years as the Beatles' interest in only themselves alienated the other artists in the Apple stable, to the end, which was full of solo Beatle hits, somewhat like the band playing on as the Titanic sunk in 1975. Apple would come back strong in the early 90s with a series of reissues and remasters. We pick up the story in January of 1973 with the release of Paul's Live and Let Die, his contribution to the James Bond film of the same name, Apple 1863. Paul was initially invited to write the theme song, but was not intended to perform it. That was to be by Shirley Bassey. Paul would only allow the song to be used if it was performed by Wings. The producer relented, and the rest is history.
Sorry, but it's time to move inside my heart, I really want to stay. Believe the love we have is so sincere. You know the gift you have will always be. You're the apple of my eye. You're the apple of my heart. But now the time has come to part. Sorry, but it's time to make a stand. Though we never meant to bite the loving hand. And now the time has come to walk alone. We were the children, now we're overgrown. You're the apple of my eye. You're the apple of my heart. But now the time has come to part. Stay. Believe the love we have is so sincere. You know the gift you have will always be. You're the apple of my eye. You're the apple of my heart. But now the time has come to pass. Now the time has come to pass.
Every time I see your
Badfinger's last single for Apple was Apple of My Eye, number 1864. The song was a lamented farewell to the record label that made them what they were. They would soon sign a contract with Warner Brothers for future releases. It's Badfinger, without a doubt, the saddest story in Apple. What promise they showed. In 1974, they signed to Warner Brothers, hired a new manager that ripped them off, nearly leaving them destitute, causing legal problems and depression. Seeing the world he loved crash down around him, Pete Ham committed suicide in 1975, with Tom Evans following suit in 1983. They deserved better. The lead single from the soon-to-be-huge LP Ringo was Photograph, Apple 1865, written with George Harrison. Considered one of the best solo Beatles songs of all time, it had no trouble hitting the top 10 worldwide, except, for whatever reason, Japan. The album would spawn two more singles, and we'll get to those soon, and have the distinction of being the closest we have ever come to a Beatle reunion album, as all four contributed to the record, although not all at the same time, on the same cut. Apple 1867 was the last Yoko Apple single in the U.S. titled Woman Power. It didn't come close to charting. But John's new one did, from the LP of the same name, was Mind Games, Apple 1868. Although it was certified gold, the record was not well received. Definitely not one of John's best.
We all been playing those minds. wonderful, and you're mine. You're beautiful and you're mine.
Man, oh my, my, my.
You're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went pop. Ooh, when we kissed, I could not stop. You walked out of my dreams into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16.
Ah.
The American version of Paul's LP Band on the Run includes the next single, Helen Wheels, Apple 1869. But that wasn't the original intention. It was to be a standalone non-LP track single in the UK. Capital of America asked for permission to include it here. So depending on what side of the pond you're from, the song may or may not be part of the album you remember. Hell on Wheels was a play on Hell on Wheels, in that it's what Paul and Linda named their Land Rover. The next single lifted from the Ringo LP was a cover of Johnny Burnett's You're 16, Apple 1870. It went straight to number one. Ringo was two for two. The kazoo-like solo was actually Paul singing. And it also featured Harry Nilsson on backing vocals. Jet was the first proper single pulled from Paul's Band on the Run LP. The single was released twice with two different B-sides, but using the same catalog number, 1871, only a month apart. It managed a number 7 in the charts in both the U.S. and the U.K. Coming up, the third and last single from the Platinum Ringo LP was Oh My My, Apple 1872. The song featured both Mary Clayton and Martha Reeves on backing vocals and ex-Apple alum Billy Preston on keyboards. Yes, I should mention, you're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
Yeah. you like. It's alright, it's alright. Do it wrong or do it right. It's alright, it's alright. Don't need a watch to waste your time. Oh no, oh no. We'll be right back.
you can make the darkness bright. Only you and you alone can thrill me like you do and fill my
'73 was the final single pulled from Paul's Band on the Run, the title cut. It went to number one in the U.S. and number seven in the U.K. We heard the radio edit, cutting nearly a minute and a half from the LP version. John's only number one in the United States, at least while he was still alive, was Apple 1874, Whatever Gets You Through the Night. Keyboards and backing vocals courtesy of Elton John, who felt very strongly about the song, betting John it was a number one hit. John said he would join Elton on stage if something like that miraculously happens. November 28, 1974, at Madison Square Garden, he paid off his debt. The last McCartney and or Wings single to see an Apple label was 1875, Junior's Farm. Recorded in Nashville, where the band was staying at country songwriter Curly Putnam Jr.'s farm. Hence, the title. And Ringo Croon's Only You, Apple 1876, complete with spoken middle eight. John plays acoustic guitar and Harry Nilsson, once again, background vocals. Next, the song title that would become the name of George's record label, Dark Horse. Apple 1877, a top 10 hit in the U.S., although it didn't chart at home in the U.K.
Picked up my first Tennessee, oh, he he smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey, oh-ho. He said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door. Well, I said, no, 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 I can't take it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door.
And the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. Oh,
Only single from John's Walls and Bridges LP was Number 9 Dream, 1878. It charted top 10 in the U.S. George's Ding Dong Ding Dong was released just before Christmas with the hopes of generating some holiday sales. It went number 36 in the U.S. It was Apple 1879. Ringo's No No Song was the second single from his Goodnight Vienna LP, written by country artist Hoyt Axton. It was number 1 in Canada and number 3 in the U.S. Apple assigned it 1880. 1881 was John's Stand By Me, first of what was to be two singles from his rock and roll album, the second being Slippin' and Slidin'. That was to be assigned 1883. It would not be released, making the Benny King cover his last American Apple single. Ringo's It's All Down to Goodnight Vienna, 1882, was his last for Apple, a John Lennon composition, leaving George the dubious distinction of having Apple's last two singles, 1884 and 1885, You and This Guitar Can't Keep From Crying, respectively, from the Extra Texture album. George, going out with a bit of tongue-in-cheek, had a custom label for You, which featured an old half-eaten apple. The label for this guitar did not differ from the norm. Thanks for joining the Vinyl Garage this week as we wrap up the Apple Records story. I want to remind everybody that the Vinyl Garage is available at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next week, I'm Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.